What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and I've got something different for you today. One of our classic episodes. The topic, how do erasers erase? This one was performed by our previous host, Christian Sager, and written by me, well, except for the list in the beginning. That was all Christian. I'll let him take it away.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christian Sager. This is Brainstuff, and there are plenty of things I'd like to erase. Maybe the sushi that gave me food poisoning that one time, watching Battlefield Earth, and pretty much every tweet I ever read about Hamilton and Mike Pence. Unfortunately, a lot of marks in this world, however, are permanent, but not so with pencil marks. Yes, the humble pencil, or not so humble as the case may be, even in this our digital age, about 15 to 20 billion pencils are manufactured each year. Each one holds the approximate capacity to draw a line 732 miles long, or to write 45,000 words, all of which can easily be erased. This blissful impermanence is thanks to the materials that pencils and erasers are made from. See, pencil lead isn't actually lead at all, so no, you can't get lead poisoning from a pencil wound. It's made from graphite, which is a soft mineral made up of flaky, atom-thin layers of crystalline carbon. Ever since the 1790s, that graphite has been mixed with clay to achieve different pencil lead hardness. Now, as you write or draw, flakes of this clay and graphite mix cling to the fibers that make up your piece of paper, and it is a happening party for all particles involved. The fibers have a huge surface area that catches lots of flakes, and the flakes will gladly stick around for decades if they're not disturbed. But erasers can lift those flakes right off the page by virtue of being stickier than the paper fibers. It's as simple as that. Since the flakes are just hanging onto the paper, anything stickier than paper can lift them off. In fact, the earliest erasers, going back to at least the 1500s, were just bread. Slightly moistened and balled up bread. Yeah, imagine what that tastes like with pencil shavings in it. By the 1800s, people were using erasers made from natural rubber, which is harvested in the form of latex from certain trees, which excrete it to discourage plant-eating insects. The name, rubber, actually comes from one chemist's observation, circa 1770, that this tree latex stuff is great when used to, quote, rub out pencil marks. But because natural latex rubber can be expensive and some people are allergic to it, modern erasers are almost always made from synthetic petroleum-based rubber like polyvinyl chloride. Your standard pink eraser has bits of pumice added to it to make it more abrasive, which is a cheap way to help dislodge flakes of graphite from paper fibers. Fancier erasers are made from super sticky, soft vinyl that absorbs the graphite and is more gentle on your paper. Meanwhile, erasable pens contain ink mixed with rubber cement. While the cement is still wet, say, within 10 hours of writing, it will stick to an eraser. And magic erasers work on a similar principle. Magic. No, actually, it's instead of being literally sticky, they contain rigid microstructures that trap dirt. But if you're ever without one, give your standard pink eraser a try. They're effective on way more than just pencil marks.
Today's episode was produced by Tyler Klang. As I said at the top of the show, I originally wrote this script for our YouTube video series for Kristen Conger to perform. If you'd like to hear more from our former host, Christian, you can check out his new podcast, Super Context, wherever you listen to podcasts. And, of course, for lots more topics that are always updating, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.